Shall we pray once again?
Agassi colleges.
Nkosi Jesus, sibonga ukulibona lolusuku lwanamhlanje.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can see today.
Sikhumbula usuku lapho walishiya izulu nesihlalo sasezulwini wehla waba umuntu waba inyama inyama eyafana nenyama yethu.
Lord, we remember that you left heaven, you left your throne in heaven and came down to earth becoming flesh like we are.
Ukuthi wena uNkulunkulu,
that you are God, that you, O God, became man.
Kuze kuthiwa Emmanuel, uNkulunkulu ophakathi kwethu.
So that it could be said, Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizofunda incwadi iText lethu ngokwaLuka isahluko sesibili.
We'll read our text from Luke chapter 2. You'll excuse me if I read quite a few verses.
Kwathi ngalezo zinsuku kwaphuma isimemezelo kukaKhesari Augustu sokuba kubalwe izwe lonke.
In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
Lokho kubalwa kokuqala kwenziwa uKhoriniyo, engumbusi waseSyria.
This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria.
Bonke baya kubalwa ilo nalo emzini wakubo.
And all went to be registered, each to his own town.
Naye uJosefa wakhuphuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha wayeJudiya emzini kaDavido othiwa iBhethlehema ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavide.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child.
Zaphelela izinsuku zokuba abelethe.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
Wazibula ngendodana, wayimbesa, wayilalisa emkhombeni ngokuba bantula indawo endlini yesihambi.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Kwakukhona belusi kulelo zwe ababehlezi endle belinda umhlambi wabo ebusuku.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night.
Ingelosi yenkosi yema phambi kwabo, inkazimulo yenkosi yabakhanyisa nxa zonke besaba ngokwesaba okukhulu.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
Ingelosi yathi kubo, ningesabi ngokuba bhekani nginibikele izindaba ezinhle zokuthokoza okukhulu okuza kuba kubantu bonke.
And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
ukuthi nizalelwe namuhla umsindisi onguKristu inkosi emzini kaDavide.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Ngalokhu kuyisiboniso kini. Niyakufumana umntwana embesiwe elele emkhombeni.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
Masinyane kwaba khona kanye nengelosi uqukaba lwebandla lwasezulwini lumdumisa uNkulunkulu luthi.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Udumo kuNkulunkulu kweliphezulu nokuthula emhlabeni kubantu abathokozelwa nguye.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
Kwathi kuba zimuke kubo izingelosi ziya ezulwini, abelusi bakhuluma bodwa bathi, Asihambe manje size sifike eBethlehema sibone manje sibone leyo nto eyenzekileyo inkosi esazisile.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
Bephuthuma bafika, bafumana oMaria noJosepha, nomntwana olele emkhombeni.
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Sebebonile balanda ngalelo zwi. Ababetshelwe lona ngalowo mntwana.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child.
Bonke abezwayo bamangala ngokukhulunywe kubo ngabelusi.
And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. We'll read thus far. The birth of Jesus is such a great story.
It
is the beginning of the gospel, the good news that was to be preached throughout the world. We would not be able to celebrate his death or Easter if we cannot celebrate his birth. There would be no resurrection.
Futhi bekungekho usuku lwePentecost.
And no Pentecost without his birth.
Nokwenyuka kuye ezulwini.
And his ascension into heaven.
Kusho ukuthi lolu suku usuku olukhulu olungazekeki alichazeki.
So this day is such a great day. It is something that one fails to describe.
Kuqale ngokuzalwa kukaJesu isikhathi ezelwe ngaso.
Starting with the very era, the time in which he was born.
ERoma bekubusa uKesari Augustu.
In Rome, it was Caesar Augustus ruling.
Ngesikhathi sakhe wanquma ukuthi kubalwe umhlaba wonke.
And during his era, he decided to have a census or a poll of the whole world. That is astonishing.
Ukuthi eRoma bekubusa uKesari Augustu.
That in Rome it should be Caesar Augustus who was ruling.
Yena ubebusa umhlaba wonke jikelele.
For he ruled the whole known world.
Yena ubengumheden wabaheden.
He was a raw heathen.
Ubengaziluto ngomesiya. Engaziluto ngokuzalwa kukaJesu.
He knew nothing about the Messiah and the coming birth of Jesus.
Kwisimanga esikhulu leso ukuthi le enzansi eRoma uKesari ashaya umthetho.
That in itself is a marvel that so far away in Rome, Caesar Augustus decides to have a registration of everybody. For this little child, as we saw with the Umphakathi young men singing and having that baby Jesus, he who is the ruler of the whole world,
athinte uKesari eRoma,
should touch
ukuthi abale izwe lonke.
Caesar Augustus in Rome to hold this registration.
Ngoba abaprofeti bebe profetile ukuthi umsindisi uMesiya umkhululi uzozalelwa eBethlehem.
For the prophets had prophesied that Jesus, this Savior, the one who is the Redeemer, should be born in Bethlehem.
Kufanele ukuthi uMaria oyintombi nto amzale eBethlehem.
It had to be that Mary, who was this pure virgin, should give birth in Bethlehem.
Kanti bande eGalile eNazaretha.
And they, remember, were in Nazareth.
Kusho ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu engamthintanga uKesari eRoma, bekuzokwenzeka iphutha elikhulu ukuthi uJesu azalwe eGalile. Bekuzothiwa abaprofethi baprofetha manga, nezwi leNkosi izwi lamanga.
If God had not moved Caesar Augustus in Rome to hold this registration, then all the prophets would have been wrong and the word of God would have been said of it that it is full of lies because he was born in Galilee. In Rome, Caesar had his palace.
Lakhiwe ngegolide nesiliva. Lakhiwe ngendlela phambili.
It was built in the most beautiful ways. Gold and silver, there was so much.
Kodwa bamangala. Ngolunye usuku uKesari ehlele ofisini lakhe.
But
they were
And they, the people there, were amazed when one day Caesar, in his office, wrote down this decree: the whole world must be registered.
He knew. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyamkhuba ukuba ashaye lomthetho.
He knew nothing about Jesus and about his birth, but God moved him to write down this edict.
Akazi lutho ngeBhayibheli.
Knew nothing of the Bible.
Yabona uNkulunkulu umkhulu kangakanani nalomntwana ungakanani ukuthi uphethe umhlaba wonke ngesandla sakhe, ngisho uKesari eRoma.
Do you see how great God is and how great this child is, that he could, and shows us that if he could move Caesar in Rome, he has the whole world in his hands.
Kube sona leso sikhathi sokuzalwa kukaJesu.
At the very time,
kube yona leyo nyanga, kube lona lelo hora elifaneleyo ukuba uMaria ayiswe le eBethlehem.
During this era, this month, this day, this very moment where Mary should be in Bethlehem to give birth.
Umuntu wasemhlabeni ubezosola ukuthi eyi wahlupha uKesari eshayela imithetho engasile, nangu uMaria emuhle sekunzima sekuseduze ukuthi azalwe umntwana.
Other people could have moaned and complained at the injustice of it all, that Mary, in her late pregnancy, about to give birth, should have to undergo this movement.
Asuke khona eNazarete aqonde le eRoma,
and travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Ake kumakoti ongasukenzi into enjalo.
No wife would be expected to undergo such an experience.
Ayikho ndoda eyathi umkayo akahamba thathu uhambo olude kangaka esenzima.
No husband would have wanted his wife to undergo such a difficult experience and a difficult journey.
Kodwa bona abatelanga, abaluanga no Kesari, bautobela lomthetho.
But they did not fight. Mary and Joseph did not fight and rebel, but rather they bowed to the law.
Kanti ngokwenze njalo kuyofezeka lokho okushiwo ngabaprofeti.
And through that, exactly the fulfillment of those prophecies made by the prophets would happen.
Ngisho umprofet uMika waprofeta ngalomntwana ukuthi wena Bethlehem awuncane phakathi kwemizi kwamadilopo ayinkulungwane yakwaJuda, ngoba kuzalelwe kuwe oyinkosi.
Even Micah prophesied, "You, O Bethlehem, though you are small, you are not little, for the king will be born in you."
UJosepha wathatha umkakhe baqonda khona le eBethlehem.
And so Joseph took his wife and headed for Bethlehem.
Ake nibuke ukuthi uNkulunkulu umkhulu kangakanani kalenzi phutha. Uma kungathiwa uKesara kawenzanga lo mthetho onzima, ngabe iBhayibheli linamanga ukuthi uzozalelwa eBethlehem, ubezozalelwa eNazaretha.
Just look at the awesome sovereign power of God to have moved this pagan king, to have made this decree. Otherwise, if he had not done that, he would have been born in Nazareth.
Uma sebefika elokhuzeni eBethlehem.
When they got to Bethlehem, no room was found for them.
Ngabe kugcwele yonke indawo ingekho nendawo encane nje lapho bengahlala khona.
Surely, not even a room for them.
Kodwa bantuli indawo.
But they were denied space.
Ngoba bebembona uMaria esemzimeni. But I asithanda ukuthi ahlale kuli hotela lethu ngoba kwangathi sekuseduze ukuthi azalelwe umntwana.
They must have recognized that Mary was in her late term and they didn't want this birth to happen in their hotel.
UMaria ufike noNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.
Mary came with God. God himself.
Kodwa nokho bantuli indawo.
Nevertheless, they were denied space.
Izwe alimukeli.
The world did not accept him.
Ngokuqhamuka kwakhe.
In his coming.
Indaba edabukisayo leyo.
What a sad matter that is.
Baze batholi indawo esibayeni senkomo.
Until they found a spot in the cow shed, the animal
place.
Kodwa
kuthiwa leso sibaya besingafani nebaya zethu.
Now that
bekumkhume phansi kube ngathi umgodi wehlela khona phansi.
Now that cattle shed or that animal place was not like we have it, but rather would have been underground, like a cave underground.
Baya khona.
That's where they went.
Uma sebe khona.
And there,
kwafika isikhathi sokuthi abelethe.
The time came for her to give birth.
Bukani-ke ngishilo ngalezi zinsuku ukuthi uMaria ubesemusha.
I've said these days that Mary was very young. There was no midwife. No doctor. No one to help her give birth. She's alone with her husband, Joseph. But God was with them. And so the child was born. No bed. There was no chariot. No pram. There was no pram because usually if a child is born now, the parents have already bought the pram. There was no mattress. So Jesus was born in the manger of these animals where there was straw. No event had ever taken place as important as the birth of Jesus. Jesus being God himself, leaving his throne in heaven and coming in to Mary. become flesh as we are, human as we are.
Eza kona lapha.
Coming into this situation. When he was born, there were shepherds outside on the hills shepherding their sheep. The area there is a hot area and you can sleep outside. And they were looking after after these sheep. While looking after this flock of sheep, suddenly there was the chief angel coming down from heaven. Do you know that in the Old Testament, if it says that the important angel or the angel of the Lord, it refers to Jesus? But in the New Testament, it is not so.
Noma uGabrieli asazi kodwa ingelozi yenkosi yehla ezulwini.
A very important angel, whether it was Michael or Gabriel, well, this angel of the Lord came and suddenly was there among the shepherds. God doesn't tell us exactly who.
God was
but the angel came with hosts of heaven, of angels.
Uma ufunda ngesiGiliki uzothola ukuthi ubehla nezingelozi eziningi ezingamasosha.
And in the Greek, it means that he came with multitudes of angels of a military type, soldiers. Soldiers. Coming down from heaven.
Izona ezafika zilandela lengelozi enkulu.
And they were the ones who then accompanied the angel of the Lord, this important angel.
Kaninge eBhayibhelini uma qhamuka ingelozi ubuso bayo kufana nonyazi.
Often in the Bible it refers to an angel as having a face like that of lightning.
Ingubo yakhe,
clothing,
ikhanye,
radiant.
Kumbula lapho uJesu evuka kwabafileyo. Amasosha kaKhesari. Amasosha ngokuvuka kwakhe. Ayu Kesari. Kone Jerusalem.
Remember when Jesus arose at his resurrection, there were soldiers there too.
Oh Maria betu bano dos kingelice.
And Mary and them said, who will roll the stone for us?
Katuma se befiga ije sel kingigile selile.
And when they got there, the stone had already been rolled away.
And
a very big stone had been rolled away. Some estimated could have been 3 or 3.5 tons.
L'acqua con allì
was rolled and pushed away.
Perto quaio bel sailing ingelos.
On top of which was an angel.
Incuboiaio ibi cagna. Ubu soba che cu cagne giangognasi.
His clothing was radiant. His face was like that of lightning.
Lama soja.
And the soldiers on duty
our pansi
fell prostrate.
Sisha kulega.
Almost fainting.
Apelelo amandla.
They all strength left them.
Nalengelosi.
And that angel.
Kutwa ibi kanya. Kwaza kanya nga zonke.
He shone in such a way that there was light all around, like it was a daybreak, daytime. And so the soldiers should have been afraid. This light, brighter than daytime.
Ingelosi. Iza nababandla namabandla ngesu esjalmani kutwa mit den Heerscharen ein Heer, an army.
In German.
So he came down with armies, the heavenly armies,
among the shepherds.
It
does not say that they sang. It says that they said or they spoke. What must it have sounded like? This host of heaven, soldiers from heaven, speaking with one voice. And this chief angel said to them, "Do not fear. For I bring to you good news. Not just for you, but for the whole world. For unto you is born today." It was God, Emmanuel, the Messiah.
40 bekumkhululi no Messiah,
the Redeemer,
DC,
the Savior,
bese inkosi,
and the King,
inkosi yamakhosi,
the King of Kings,
ebusa umhlaba wonke jikelele,
who rules the whole world. Through this little baby. And it was said he will be born in Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem, all glory to God and all honor to him. And peace on earth. And goodwill among all people. Three words. About this child. When the angel had spoken,
intshumayelo eyake yabakhona emhlabeni esemqoka enamandla enkulu njengalentshumayelo
No sermon has ever been preached as powerful, as important as this sermon spoken by this angel. Saying, unto you is born in Bethlehem. And you will see him, you will recognize him. Because he is in a manger. Wrapped. In swaddling clothes. Then the angels disappeared. The heavenly soldiers then disappeared. I don't know, maybe we are all soon to see that host of heaven, of heavenly soldiers. Think of how it will be. They will not speak forever, for it says in Revelations they will sing and they have harps.
Think
of what the heavenly strain of music will be. Anyone who reaches there will not long to go back, for what he witnesses is indescribable. Many hosts. Many soldiers of angels. They had come to testify of this marvel which had happened in Bethlehem. Just think of what it will be when these heavenly angels announce this. These are the angels who announce the one who has come to close hell and to open heaven for those in whom he is well pleased. I thought this morning there should be a hell.
Ngoba uma sekuvela indaba enkulu kangaka uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe esezulwini azozala emhlabeni azoba ingane ngenxa yakho ngenxa yami ukuthi asindise uma sintula indawo uma sitha simfuni.
For if this, the greatest news ever told, should be denied and rejected, this good news and you put it to one side like those who denied him space in Bethlehem or who wanted to kill him like Herod, no wonder there should be a hell.
Lendaba ibifanele ukuthi thokozelwe noma ubani ukuthi thina bantu bomhlaba thine sizoni esingolile kwehlu uNkulunkulu ukuba asikhulule asindise bese ke singabi nandaba naye simnishe indawo sintule indawo bekufanele ukuthi silahlwe ingunaphakade.
This should bring the greatest joy to every human being that he has come to set us free, we filthy sinners. And yet if we deny him space and we refuse that message, no wonder there is a hell.
Kufanele ukuthi abantu balahlwe esihogweni uma bedidelela insindiso engaka.
If we neglect so great a salvation, no wonder there is a hell.
Izingelosi amasosha aphindele ezulwini.
The angels return to heaven.
Bukani-ke abelusi manje.
Now look at the shepherds.
Bathi madoda.
They said, no, amen.
Ashabe ngokushesha. Siye eBethlehem.
They said, men, let us make haste and go immediately to Bethlehem to see this marvel which has been told us.
Jerusalem, lapho Herodi eti. O Kristu uzozalelwa phi? Bathu uzozalelwa khona eBethlehem. Ngoba iBhayibheli lisho njalo. Bayalazi iqiniso kodwa akekho noyedwa kubona oya khona. Into edabukisayo leyo.
The shepherds were not like the priests and the Pharisees in Jerusalem who knew exactly what was going to happen, that the Messiah should be born in Bethlehem, but not one of them made the trip to go to Bethlehem. How sad when you find Christians who know the truth, they know the scriptures, but you don't find them in the will of God, in the place where they told to be by the scriptures. Nearly all the religious people knew about where he was to be born, but it did not reach their hearts.
Noma bengazwanga ukuthi uzozalelwa phi, kodwa bakuzwa ngababhali.
Even though some of them may not have known for themselves, but they will have heard from the scribes.
None of them.
Is moved to go and see for themselves. They are like, as I used recently, the example of a road sign. The road sign points correctly in the right direction, maybe to Durban or Pietermaritzburg, but the road sign never goes itself. It stands fixed.
Iqiniso lelo kuzokubhalwa ukuthi namakhilomitha amangaki noma mayili amamayili amanga anga ubiningi bawo kuyintengakanani kodwa noma bekhuluma iqiniso abatholakali bekhona.
It is dead accurate. Exactly how many miles or kilometers to get to that place, but it is not moved. Knowing the truth is not enough. The knowledge of it is not enough. You must be found in it.
Owenziwa komunye umhlaba ngebandla elithize.
I think of a certain meeting in a certain church in another country.
Bekuzokhulunywa ngobungcwele.
They were to speak about holiness.
Uma sebekulowo mhlangano wobungcwele.
During that meeting about holiness, A fierce argument broke out. They were almost hitting each other, arguing about holiness, even though the Bible says, be perfect as the as God is perfect
and holy,
holy,
like He is holy. Kuyinto edabukisayo leyo ukuthi amaKristu asuka qonda indaba kodwa abayiphili leyo nto ubathola bekwenye indawo.
How tragic when Christians know all about it, but they're not found there, they found elsewhere.
UJesu wathi kubafundi bakhe emva kokuvuka kwakhe kwabafileyo bazomandulela bahambe baye entabeni kwabakuhle ke ukuthi baye ngoba uJesu wehla khona wahlangana nabo kuleyo ndawo ethi ngiphiwe onke amandla emhlabeni nasezulwini.
After the resurrection, Jesus sent a message to the disciples, meet me on that certain mountain. It was good that they went there, for it was there that Jesus, just before his ascension, could say, all authority is given unto me. If you want a meeting with God, with Jesus Christ, you must be in that place that He has pointed to.
Uzohlala ingunaphakade uzufe ungambonanga ungahlangananga.
Otherwise, you'll spend your whole life and never meet Him. There are so many promises in the Bible.
Omuntu atike ngilindele ukuthi nokuthi kwenzeke lokhu ngoba wasithembisa uNkulunkulu.
And you'll find a person saying, well, I'm expecting this and this to happen because God promises it in the Bible.
Kanti keke kwenzeke.
But it will never happen.
Ngoba awukho kuleyo ndawo uJesu ayikhombayo.
For you do not fulfill the condition of being at the place where Jesus points to. You might pray for your country or your area and say, God, work mightily. But if you are not, if you're not found doing what Jesus says and parting from sin, as He says, You can pray all you want, it will never come to pass.
Every promise in the Bible has got a condition. And you can pray till doomsday, it will never have. It will never go in fulfillment. Unless you fulfill that condition. All the Christians in the world are praying. But what is happening? The devil is taking over and doing what he likes. Because the Christians, they quote the prophet promise, but they don't fulfill the condition.
Aber Salwan, emhlabeni wonke bayathandaza kodwa akwenzeki lutho. Esikhulisa lokhu uSatan uyazenza izinto zakhe ngoba abazalwane abakwenzi abayenzi intando kaNkulunkulu.
Ungathandazi ukuthi awu uNkulunkulu usithembisile. His promise doesn't mean a thing if you don't fulfill the condition of that promise.
Ngaphandle kokuthi ulalele intando yakhe, ngeke isithembiso ngeke sikusize.
Abelusi ke basuke bathi asiye madoda, ake siphuthume sibone okwenzekile.
So the shepherds
bathe basho ngesiGiriki kuthiwa bahamba ngokushesha, hayi ngokuvilapha, hayi ngokwenqena, hayi kube ngathi batshala amazambane. Bathuphu baphuthuma ngokushesha ukuthi bayibone le nto eshiwa izingelosi.
The shepherds said to one another, let us go and see this. And it says in Greek, they made haste. They were not lazily dragging their feet, but they were eager to get there as quick as possible.
Uma befika khona, bayifika, leyo day ayishiwo leyo ngelosi enkulu yenkosi.
And when they got there, they found it was exactly as this chief angel had said.
Ingane isongiwe ngengubo.
The baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Ilele emkhombeni wenkosi.
Lying in a manger for animals.
Njengokuba yayishilo leyo ngelosi ujenene wasezulwini.
Just as this heavenly general had said.
Kwaba njalo.
It was truly so.
Uma befika khona.
So when they got there.
Sengizokusho okungabhaliwe ezulwini. Ela ezulwini.
Now I'm going to say something that is not written here. They bowed. They knelt. They knelt worshipping the child.
Understanding.
This is the Messiah. This is the one who has our lives in his hands.
Uye osthetheleni izono zethu.
He is the one
asihlanze ebubini bonke.
Who forgives us our sins and washes us from all iniquity.
Batsuka.
And then they went.
Khona lapho.
From there.
Bephendukile.
Having repented. Converted, saved.
Bakholwa.
They believed. They believed in the Savior. They believed in the Redeemer. The Messiah. They believed. In this child. This baby child of God. What a great day it was. No other day comes close to it.
Before that, there's never been a day of such great importance as this day. And blessed are those eyes that saw him.
Abusisiwe lawa mehlo ambonile.
Angazi ukuthi wena usuwambona yini uJesu.
I wonder, have you seen Jesus?
Christu.
Christ?
Messiah.
Messiah?
Oy,
the King of all kings?
Ngoba uma wambona.
For if you've seen him, you will be transformed, regenerated completely.
Uma uyithobe ezinyaweni zakhe.
If you bow,
uzlahle, ubume ukuthi uyisoni. Kodwa uma uyiqhenya, uyiphakamisa, uzibona ukuthi uwutho, uzoqonda esihogweni.
If you bow to his feet, admitting that you are a sinner, you are saved. But if you have any pride, your haughtiness will send you straight to hell.
Basuka bamqoqela uJosepha noMaria konke abahlangane nakho ngokuqaba lwasezulwini ngamasosha asezulwini nengelozi enkulu eyakushoyo.
The shepherds then related all that they had heard, all that they had experienced from these the hosts of heaven and the heavenly soldiers.
No, my teenage, watata konke, wagcina enhlizweni yakhe. Ubusisiwe lo muntu olizwayo izwi leNkosi. Albambisise angalideteli.
Mary took all of this and stored it up in her heart. Blessed is that. No wonder she is blessed. Blessed is the person who stores God's word and does not let go of it. After which the shepherds returned. But listen. Take careful note of what they then do.
Baba yalela bonke abantu ngalokho abakubonile.
They went and they shared with everybody what they had witnessed and saw.
Sizwile kwaye likhulu ukuthi bangena ikhaya ngekhaya babaxoxela ngalokho abakubonile.
You've heard the choir singing that they go from house to house sharing what they have seen. They cannot keep quiet.
If you claim to have seen Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord, and you keep quiet, you don't tell other people, I must say, you're a liar. The truth is not in you. Because if you have experienced the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Lord, you can't keep quiet. If you don't tell other people, that you are a Christian is a lie. Get that straight today. You're a liar. You're on your way to hell. You can't keep quiet. If Christ is real to you, if you've had a meeting with him, ngiyakuzwisisa lokho. Ngithi namanga uma nithi nahlangana noJesu uma ningasuki nibatshele abanye abantu ngaye. Ubona umuntu eyesihogweni bese uthule, awumkhuzi, awumtsheli iqiniso. Unamanga ukuthi wena ulikholwa, awusilona ikholwa.
If you do not witness to others, if you see people on the way to hell and you stay silent, it is a lie that you're a Christian. All of you who are say that you are believers, listen carefully. If you don't tell others, on the way to hell, busy with their sins, and you do not rebuke and speak, it is a lie that you are believers. You are not believers. If you've met with Jesus as your Savior, your God, your King of Kings, and then you silent.
I'm not apologizing for calling you a liar.
Angixolisi ngokuthi ngiqambe ukuthi ungumqambe manga.
Kuzokwenzeka lokho okwenzeka kubelusi.
It will happen.
Behlangana noJesu baphindene kuva baqoqa naye base bamangala bonke ngalokho.
If you've truly met with him like the shepherds did, then you will want to tell everybody about him. And the people marveled when they heard what the shepherds had to say. Maybe you say, well, that's not for me, that's for preachers, for ministers to have to share and to witness and to speak. Yeah, that might be so. But every single... every single person who's met with Jesus cannot be silent. They must speak of him. That's the first Christmas. Have you met with that Christmas? How many years old are you? How many Christmases have you celebrated already?
And have you ever experienced the real Christmas and that your life testifies of it?
Wage wahlangana nekhisimusi wangempela futhi impilo yakho iyakhuluma ngeqiniso lalokho.
Mana ukutshela abantu ukuthi lukho ulikholwa. Ukholwa uJesu Kristu.
If you haven't, then stop telling others about Jesus because you're speaking lies. If you've truly met with them, if you've truly met with them, even if it was in the stable, something happens to you. There is an enthusiasm for this. When they heard this chief angel speak, their hearts... Their hearts were warmed to such an extent that they wanted to see and they wanted to share. If you don't have that desire, if you're not sharing this Christ, this Redeemer, then I have to say, Satan is still in your heart. You need to be liberated.
Fire will burn inside you because you've met with Jesus, the Christ, Messiah, the King. You cannot be silent.
If you see
others going astray, you cannot be quiet. You will want to share, for you have had a true meeting with Christ. Now I leave for there. I stop. I'd said I'm going to preach a short sermon. So that those who are leaving to preach in other countries can leave earlier on time. May this Christmas of today be a real Christmas. Not a pharisaical one, not a hypocritical one, but that you burn for this matter.
What a pity if you claim to be a Christian, but you've never experienced Christmas.
Kuyadabukisa uma uthi ungumzalwane kanti awukahlangani nekhisimusi yangempela.
You haven't been there where Jesus was born. That's where it starts in a Christian's life.
Awuzange uye emkhonjeni lapho uJesu ezalelwa khona. Kuqala lapho ke kuyo impilo yomzalwane.
Ungasho ukuthi cha phela ngisiye umfundisi, angiphiwanga ukushumayela, angiphiwanga ukukhuluma ngakho.
Don't say I'm not a preacher.
Ubuze uthule, uthule ngoba awukamboni.
Don't say I'm not a minister.
Ukuthi ungubani.
You are quiet, you are silent, because you haven't yet seen him and truly experienced him.
May God grant that you won't be bored any longer, just pointing the way, but it's not real and genuine. You're not there where you're pointing to.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasipha sonke ukuthi singabi ibhod lomgwaqo. Simi khona siyakhomba endaweni eright kodwa asiyikhona.
Kodwa sibe njengalabo abelusi.
But rather,
abezwa ingelosi enkulu kaNkulunkulu.
Bezwa
uNkulunkulu wavula amehlo abo. UNkulunkulu wavula amehlo abo babone.
Let us rather be like the shepherds who heard, their eyes were opened, they could see.
Now in closing, have your ears been opened already?
Indlebe zakho sezavulelwa na?
Have your eyes been opened?
Amehlo akho avuliwe na?
If not, you are doomed and damned forever.
You're
on your way to hell.
Waloku uya eshokweni ingunaphakade.
Ngaphandle kokuthi kwenzeke leso simanga kuwe, vuleka amehlo, thinteka amadlebe, uqonde khona phezulu.
Unless the miracle happens that God opens your eyes and opens your ears and that you understand the things above.
That's a real Christmas.
Ikhisimusi langempela.
Anything else is just nonsense.
Konke okunye akulutho.
Asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Asukume sibe.
Shall we stand to our feet and we'll pray?
Ngijulise nkosini. O thank
dwendi lo akon
dwendi lo akon
yan
ti sagi
min
jalo
ukutaga
ni pa
kwa kombi
Lisenkosi,
O tangweni
lwako,
weni lwako,
weni lwako,
yandi
sagi minja,
sagi minja,
sagi minja,
o kutaga
ni pakwa.
Sikhawukele Nkosi usenzele umusa ukuba lolu suku lwanamhlanje lukakhisimuzi kube ukhisimuzi lwangempela.
Be merciful to us, Lord. Show us grace that this Christmas day would be a true Christmas for us.
Kube ukhisimuzi wangempela empilweni yethu.
A real Christmas. Lapho
kuguqulwa zonke izinto.
In our lives, so that the old would pass away and everything become new.
Amen.
Amen.